Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I want to pray for us as we begin. Our loving and good Heavenly Father, we praise you and give you thanks for another day of life. We're glad that we can meet together around our radios and whatever piece of technology transmits this podcast. It's a blessing that we can redeem the internet such that we can hear Bible teaching at any time and in any place with such connectivity all around your world. I pray that rather than using the internet for sin, that we will use it to honor you. I'm grateful for all of the other ministries that are heard on these airwaves, which preach and teach the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen them. Empower them by your Spirit, and draw people who do not yet worship you to Christ this day and every day. And Father, as we come down the home stretch and make our way to the end of this first chapter of the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, illuminate your word in our minds and hearts and help us to apply it to our hands and feet as we move throughout the world today and tonight. Constantly in proximity to other people who you love and for whom Christ has died and been resurrected. Help us not to be here just for information, but rather for transformation, to have you change us. And then to have you empower us to tell others in word and in deed the gospel. I pray you will give me wisdom and discernment as I teach. Protect me from the evil one. Help me to be clear. Assist me to properly interpret and understand these awesome verses. And eliminate any distractions these listeners have. Help them to be attentive to you. This is all about you, Lord. Humble us in your presence at this hour. In the name of Jesus, our Savior from sin and returning King. Amen. It is my ongoing conviction that when it comes to learning who God is, we must move intentionally. The Bible is our true source for telling us who God is, and so we must plumb its depths by paying close attention to detail. With precision drilling, bare down beneath the surface of the words, we come to clarify what the Bible means by what it says. This cannot be done so quickly. If you want speedy overviews, there are many ministries on the radio and online that will offer that to you. But here on God Is, we'll go deeper before we go wider. And right now, this summer, we are going deep into Revelation chapter 1. I hope this text has been as stimulating and encouraging and convicting for you as it has been for me. We will soon be through it. I look up and I see September and autumn looming. When we get past the Labor Day weekend here in the States, we will return to the book of Genesis and the life of Abraham. But first, let's finish strong on Revelation 1. And this week we are dealing with verses 17 and 18. And to do that, let me reread to you the text. This is Revelation 1, verses 17 and 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades." When we left off last time, I said that what the Apostle John does in these verses is to describe for us his reaction to what has been seen and heard in the preceding verses. And notice that in response to the exalted Christ Jesus, John falls down at the Lord's feet like a dead man. John is afraid. He is very afraid. John has fallen to his feet like a dead man. Here, our brother in Christ, John the Apostle, expresses fear, and by fear, I mean reverential awe of the living God. reverential awe. This is the highest level of respect we give to God. And we searched the scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments and saw that whenever men had a vision of heaven and of the Lord, they all did what John did. They fell down like dead men. Their faces were smack dab against the ground. All of them had such reverential awe that they hit the ground dead-like. So John's response is in keeping with how others responded to the glory of God. But look and listen to what Jesus does, what action he takes when John falls down dead-like. The second half of verse 17 says, "And he, Jesus, placed his right hand on me, saying, 'Do not be afraid.'" When the apostle John falls at the exalted Christ's feet, Jesus shows him compassion, and out of his love for John, places his right hand directly on John and says, "Do not be afraid." What pure, beautiful, merciful, and sweet words these are from Jesus to John. And you will remember, if you know the Gospels, that this is certainly not the first time John has been touched by Jesus and heard Jesus say to him, "Do not be afraid." Come with me, if you can at the moment, to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 14. In this chapter, John, yes, the same John who has this vision of the revelation, is, during the earthly ministry of Christ, out in the sea on a boat with the other disciples when really bad weather overtakes them. Jesus, meanwhile, was back on the shore up on the mountain by himself in prayer. I'll pick up the reading at verse 24. This is Matthew chapter 14 and verses 24 through 27. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Incredible. But I want you to notice that Jesus says to the terrified disciples what he says. And first, Jesus says, "It is I." And second, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." And this is precisely what Jesus then reiterates to this same disciple John all the way over in Revelation 1, verse 17. In Matthew 14, 27, Jesus says, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And in Revelation 1, 17, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. I am." "It is I" matches "I am," and "do not be afraid," of course, matches "do not be afraid." And please remember, this same John heard this same Jesus say both. In the first instance, in Matthew, Jesus is engaged in his earthly ministry. In the second instance, in Revelation, Jesus is engaged in his heavenly ministry. And the response to his willing slave, John, is the same. "It is I. I am. Do not be afraid." Now, this is important. Stick with me. When Jesus says, "It is I," and when Jesus says, "I am," what Jesus means is, "I am God." He speaks here of his divinity. Therefore, the assurance and comfort Jesus gives John comes from God himself. That is right, the one true and everlasting God who deeply and sincerely loves his people, the disciples of Jesus, comes to us and he says with clarity, "It is I. I am. Do not be afraid." Oh, how much we need to hear this today. Are you a willing slave of Christ, his disciple, and his follower, and yet you are struggling in a storm of life with fear? You are afraid. Well, then Jesus comes to you as God the Son and says, stop being afraid. Do not be afraid. As we will see later this week, this only applies to Christians. For people who reject Christ, he is not saying to them, do not be afraid. But for the Christ follower, he is extending to us his right hand, and with divine authority, can you hear him say to your troubled soul, it is I am, do not be afraid. And then in Revelation, Jesus uses his right hand and touches John. This is not the first time Jesus touched a frightened John. Again in Matthew's Gospel, we come to chapter 17. And at the start of this chapter, there is the description of the transfiguration of Christ. I will let you read that on your own, but John is one of four disciples at this transfiguration. That is the total transformation of Christ into his heavenly glory. This was a dramatic, brief change of appearance for Jesus, and when the disciples saw it and heard the voice of God the Father, verses 6 and 7 of Matthew 17 reads, when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, get up and do not be afraid. Notice in this text, Matthew 17, Jesus touched them, just as in Revelation 1, Jesus touched John. So the words and the touch are consistent. In Matthew, John met the man Christ, and in Revelation, John met the exalted Christ. And this same Jesus responded to John the same way. And today, Jesus touches you. And Jesus says to you, dear Christian, do not be afraid. Join us tomorrow because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.